Hello, my friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and if you're a horror fan like myself, then you absolutely love Stephen King. That man comes up with the most insane stories and plot twists. I've seen and read so much of his work, but one of my early favorites of his was Misery. Oh my flippin' God, I love that boom. I love that movie so much. People, Kathy Bates as Annie Wilkes was phenomenal. But do you know the rumored inspiration behind our fan-struck nurse? Oh yeah, was none other than Janine Jones. Code blue for my friends, this woman was not only an angel of death, but could be one of the worst serial killers we've discussed. And we talk about a lot of screwed up people on this show, okay? Jeffrey Dahmer, Ed Gein, the list goes on, okay? But this lady is like, wow, really, really bad woman, okay? Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. For those who haven't seen Misery or forgot what the film is, let me just give you a little refresher. After a serious car crash, novelist Paul Sheldon, played by James Caan, is rescued by a former nurse, Annie Wilkes, played by Kathy Bates, who claims to be his biggest fan. Annie brings him to her remote cabin to recover, where her obsession takes a dark turn when she discovers Sheldon is killing off her favorite character from his novels. As Sheldon devises a plan for escape, Annie grows increasingly controlling, even violent, as she forces the author to shape his writing to suit her twisted fantasies. To flesh out the twisted personality of Annie Wilkes and to establish the pattern of her past murder victims, the innocent babies at Annie's former place of employment, Stephen King took some inspiration from real-life killer nurse Janine Jones, who in 1985, the period of time that Stephen King was writing Misery, set fears into the heart of every mother-to-be in her home state of Texas for being infamously convicted for the murders of infants under her care. Yes, we have an angel of death and a baby killer. Janine Ann Jones was born July 13, 1950 in San Antonio, Texas. She was given up for adoption immediately at birth and was adopted by nightclub owner Dick Jones and his wife Gladys. She and her three siblings, all boys, had a privileged upper-middle-class childhood as their dad, Dick, was an entrepreneur, a professional gambler, and a nightclub owner. When Janine was 16 years old, she found out her younger brother, Travis, dead in their garage from an accident involving a homemade bomb he had built. What is going on in the shelves? Then, in 1968, her father died of cancer, leaving Janine traumatized, so she started to become antisocial and withdrew from socializing with people her age. You know, that deep depression sets in. We've all been there. She married straight out of high school to her high school sweetheart, who is a local high school dropout named Jimmy Harvey Delaney Jr. In the fall of 1968, Jimmy enlisted into the Navy. While he was gone, Janine did not waste any time sleeping around with as many dudes as she could. I'm so lonely. Dick, 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 dick. Like, no, ma'am. Some say it was to fill the void left by the death of her father and brother, and now her husband's gone, but others think that she was just trying to get attention. As do I. Either way, since Jimmy was in the Navy, she needed a way to make money. Gotta pay them bills, girl. So she started out working as a beautician before she eventually attended nursing school in the late 1970s. 4 years later, after Jimmy's return and the birth of their two children, Janine walked out on Jimmy while he was recovering in the hospital from a boat accident. Can we talk about major bitch alert? Like, really? Oh, is he in the hospital? Okay, this is my moment to peace on out now. Like, what the hell, woman? The murders. She got her first job in 1977 at San Antonio's Methodist Hospital, but she was fired after 8 months for unprofessionalism and uncouth behavior towards fellow employees. So already, not good. From early 1981 to March of 1982, Janine Jones works as a licensed vocational nurse in the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, or the ICU, of Bexar County Hospital in San Antonio, Texas. This is when shit starts to hit the fan. Because when infants hospitalized started dying at an alarming rate, 20 babies were dead between May to December of 1981. And it would not have taken long to link these deaths to Janine because majority of these kids were under her care. This epidemic of mysterious deaths attracted widespread attention, obviously, leading her colleagues to chillingly call her shift the death shift. No one fired her? Children were over 10 times as likely to die during her 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. shift than any other time in the ICU under mysterious circumstances. And no one thought that if they're already nicknaming her shift the death shift, no one's like, there's a lot of chatter going around about Janine. Maybe we should check in. No, no one did that. Previously stable children suddenly stopped breathing. Interesting. Others had seizures, had their heart stopped, or began bleeding profusively when given injected with needles, their blood unable to clot for some strange reason. I know the reason. That bitch is a murderer. Yet, Janine was perceived as highly professional, a loving, dedicated nurse. She just loves those kids. Look at her. Look at her murdering the... No, she did not. She was so well-respected that as the hospital looked into what could have caused the deaths, it never occurred to anyone that Janine could have been capable of such a thing. That Janine, I don't think so, guys. She's so awesome. Jerry, 20 kids died on her shift yesterday. We're not going to do an investigation? No? Okay. One person was like, Deborah Saltonfuss, who was also a fellow vocational nurse, who bluntly accused Janine of killing babies. Like, yeah, that bitch is guilty. Y'all gonna do an investigation or what? But nobody on the hospital staff, other than Deborah, could believe that Janine could be responsible for the deaths. Like, Janine's awesome, Deborah. You're just jealous. The hospital was forced to remove her, but desperate to prevent any bad press, hospital administrators refused to fire her or call the police. Yes, they did not officially fire her. Instead, the hospital simply chose to discharge all of its licensed vocational nurses under the guise of upgrading the unit to better train registered nurses. Like, hey guys, see, it's not just Janine. Everyone's gotta be better registered. So Janine just messed it up for all the licensed vocational nurses. Not only is she an angel of death, she fucked it up for everyone else. They even offered this bitch a job somewhere else in the hospital. This way, she was not singled out as the person responsible for the deaths. Is this hospital on crack? Am I losing my mind here? So instead of losing everything she actually gained, stellar recommendation letters and her professional reputation was still intact. So when she chose to leave the hospital, the mysterious deaths stopped. Interesting. And no one connected the damn dots. The hospital later launched an internal inquiry into the matter, finding that at least 10 children died when Janine was working. Oh, now you do an investigation. Its official report concluded that, quote, this association of Nurse Jones with the death of the 10 children could be coincidental. However, negligence or wrongdoing cannot be excluded. End quote. Yeah, think? But none of that mattered since Janine left the hospital and she got a job somewhere else at another pediatric clinic just 60 miles northwest of San Antonio in Kerrville, Texas. Could have just blackballed or taken her license away. Nope. Mm-mm. Did an investigation as she was gone. Great. Great job, guys. Yet, mysterious illnesses and deaths of babies seemed to follow her wherever she went. But in the fall of 1982, when 14-month-year-old Chelsea McClellan was brought to Caryville Clinic, she was just coming in to receive routine mumps and measles immunizations, you know? Stuff you gotta do for your baby. It was Janine who administered the first injection, sending the baby into a seizure instantly. Okay? Instantly. Instead of administering the vaccine, oh no, Janine injected this helpless child three times with succinyl chloride, which is a muscle relaxant that stopped her heart. This death immediately launched a criminal investigation on September 26, 1982. Janine was fired after a bottle of that, I can't say that word again, it's the muscle relaxer, marked with pinprick holes in the rubber stopper, was found. So you know that little rubber stopper they get babies and stuff? Yeah, she pricked holes in that and put the muscle relaxant in there. Like, I just want to slap this lady. I want to slap her around. Since that type of muscle relaxant was found in the body of Chelsea and the pieces of the puzzle finally started to come together, they're like, oh, wait a second. Didn't Janine steal the... Oh my God, it was in the babies. Oh God, we messed up. Janine was injecting babies with extremely powerful drugs to induce seizures and major organ failure, especially heart failure. As Janine's murder trial unfolded in Georgetown, Texas in 1984, one thing became clear. Janine wanted to be the author of destiny, both a hero and a miracle worker. Her motivation for the murder was to take the babies to the edge of death and then act as their hero and do, quote, all she could do to save them. I want to punch this lady in the face. Oh. Angel of deaths, I mean, any serial killer. Obviously, serial killers fascinate me because I wouldn't have a true crime podcast if it didn't. But angels of death, those people specifically, piss me the hell off, okay? Because they're always going to put that bullshit phrase like, look at me. I'm trying to be a hero. You are a murderer, okay? Stop it. And the fact that she chose to do this on babies. Oh, I want to punch her in the face. I want to time travel and punch her in the face. On February 5th, 1984, Janine Jones was convicted of the murder of Chelsea McClellan and was given the maximum sentence of 99 years in prison. In October of the same year, she was convicted of the murder of another child, Ronaldo Santos. The two sentences totaled 159 years, but she was given the possibility of parole. Arr, I wanna slap everyone. Despite these lengthy sentences, Janine Jones was scheduled to be released in 2018 due to Texas's mandatory release law, which allows inmates to put their, quote, good behavior towards time served to complete their sentences sooner. Mandatory release law. Like, I understand some people might be able to do good behavior. This woman killed freaking babies, okay? The fact that she was even eligible for parole is a slap in the face to the mothers that lost their children, and it just proves how shitty the justice system is, okay? Killer baby lady, cause she could get parole. Like, what the hell is wrong with people? Texas prosecutors, however, were determined to not let her walk free. See? The sense. After all, she very likely killed many more children than the two charges she was served for, and was most likely going to do it again. One problem is that some hospital records from Janine Jones's time at Bexar County Hospital may have been destroyed. Why would you destroy any records? What is wrong with people? Authorities suspected she may have killed as many as 60 infants and children during her time as a nurse in the 1970s and the 1980s. 60 freaking kids. And y'all let her be eligible for parole. I'm just gonna slap everyone until my hand falls off. To prevent Janine's freedom, local prosecutors worked super hard to find evidence for her suspected killings. So in May of 2017, Jeanine Jones was indicted for the murder of Joshua Sawyer, one of the many children who died a mysterious death during her time at the Bexar County Hospital in the ICU. Yeah, bitch, we gotcha. Just under a year old, he had arrived in Jeanine's ICU on December 8th of 1981. He was suffering from a coma and seizures due to smoke inhalation after his house caught on fire. Although he was in a coma, his brain activity was showing promising signs, like he is going to recover. Within a few days, his seizures stopped and he appeared to be improving, like, see, he's getting better. Look at him. It's a miracle. Woo! But that changed, however, when he came into the care of Jeanine. After Jeanine was done with him, he suffered multiple cardiac arrests before his heart stopped completely. Lab reports showed more than double the prescription dose of an anti-seizure drug in his system. The following month, Jeanine Jones was charged again, this time with the murder of Rosemary Vega, a 2-year-old child with a congenital heart defect who died of cardiac arrest shortly after Jeanine administered a shot. See, it's fascinating how this went on for so long, and they're like, yeah, a lot of babies die at her shift, and no one thought to do an investigation until she was, like, out the door. Since then, Jeanine Jones has been charged with the murder of 3 more children. Richard, or Ricky Nelson, on July 3rd, 1981, Paul Villarella on September 24th, 1981, and Patrick Zavala on January 17th, 1982. All of the children were allegedly injected with high doses of muscle relaxers or painkillers. On January 16th, 2020, Jeanine Jones pleaded guilty to the murder of 11-month-old Joshua Sawyer on September 12th, 1982, as part of a plea deal in which 4 other charges were dropped. She was sentenced to life in prison. She will not be eligible for parole until she is roughly 87 years old. I hope she never gets out. Oh no. If she ever gets out, I swear to God, because she does not deserve to get out. She deserves to rot in her cell for killing children. Killing people is bad, killing babies is worse, okay? Rot in jail where you belong. Rest in peace to all the victims and their families. This woman was truly a freaking monster. Once again, I hope she rots. That is my opinion. You can agree or disagree. I personally hope she rots in jail. Just me. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.